Hello, Mossy.
Good morning, Middo. I apologise up front for a bit of a dusty voice. I commentated last night a six-goal thriller over in Perth, which we'll get to soon. But I'm glad I didn't get up for the Liverpool-Manchester United game at 12:30, because I would have been losing my voice even more yelling at the TV screen.
Well, Adam saw extended highlights of the match. It's finished 2-2. It sounds like Liverpool were pretty dominant in the first half. Then United had a good period, and in the end, a penalty ensured that the Reds left Old Trafford with a point as Mo Salah stepped up from the spot. But this sets up a tantalising finish to the season, Mossy, with seven games left.
Certainly does, and we've wrested control to, Arsenal have wrested control off us now. It's theirs to lose, and look, there'll still be some twists and turns, I've got no doubt, for Arsenal to go seven straight when they've got Champions League as well. I mean, look, you wouldn't bet against it. I wouldn't be putting too much money on it either. You know, they've got Chelsea, they've got Spurs, they've got Manchester United away, Spurs away, Chelsea at home, Villa at home. And then, of course, Bayern in the Champions League, home and away. So, look, a heavy schedule, and us Liverpoolians, or Liverpoolian fans, I should say, we'll be hoping that there's a slip up there and we can rest control again. Of course, we've got the Europa quarterfinals to against Atalanta to negotiate as well. But, yeah, you're right. The first half was all one-way traffic. We've 15 shots to zero at half-time in favour of Liverpool in this one. And we took the lead through Luis Diaz, and then young defender Quansa, who will learn a very valuable lesson, gave the ball away, and Bruno Fernandes with a fantastic finish. The technical difficulty of that finish is about a 9.99 out of 10, but he made it look very easy. And in the end, the game could have gone either way, and we relied on a penalty in the 84th minute, Mo Salah stepping up. But it just was too little, too late to get the 3 points, unfortunately. But it adds to the intrigue with seven games to go for this title run home.
Mossy, do you reckon Liverpool will, when it all boils down to it, rue the fact that they're against a pretty poor Manchester United team this year? They've only taken 1 point from a potential six in the home and away two games of the league season?
100%, mate. There's no doubt about that. And also, like, if you look at that stat for half-time, 15 shots to zero, there was some lazy finishing in those 15 shots. And you can't afford that when you're chasing the title. And, they'll be ruining that 1 point from six. They'll be ruining the fact that we couldn't convert more of those 15 shots in the first half. And let's just hope it doesn't come back to bite us in the you-know-what. But, it's the English Premier League we're talking about here. The room for error is very, very slight.
Tottenham were expected to win, Mossy, against Nottingham Forest, and they did 3-1. So that now puts them in the top four. You reckon they can stay there?
Well, Loz, to your point on Friday, and it was some great research you did, they've got Newcastle, Manchester City, Arsenal, Chelsea,
Liverpool.
What do you
seem surprised?
Not at all, mate. Not at all. You know I've got your back.
Yes, exactly.
But
your story, Mossy, never ask a question if you don't know the answer to it.
Exactly. But, that's a really tough run home. So, look, they're in the box seat now from a points point of view. They've leapfrogged Villa. And if I look at Villa's run home, they've got the Euro quarterfinals to negotiate. They've got Arsenal away. They've got Chelsea at home, Brighton away, Liverpool at home. They haven't got the easiest run either, Villa. So, it's a racing two for that fourth spot and Champions League football next season. So in a lot of ways, that's just as intriguing as the race for the title. So, who dares wins? And Spurs will be backing themselves. There's no doubt about that. I think we've seen their mindset under Ange. And if you can pull it off, particularly with that run home, it'll be almost as good as winning the title.
Let's go locally to the A-League, and there was a late winner for the Mariners against the Wellington Phoenix, a 91st-minute winner, in fact, 2-1.
Mikhail Docker, what a goal, too. You can look at the Wellington defending and the edge of their area and say that they dropped off and they should have put pressure on the ball, but at the end of the day, Mikhail Docker drove inside and then finished on his less preferred left foot. Great finish to give the Mariners control at the top of the table. Magnificent game of football, magnificent atmosphere, close on 10,000 packed in at Gosford there. It's what the A-League is all about. Some great football, great goals. But the Mariners, they just keep on keeping on. And you've got to hand it to Mark Jackson. There was huge question marks over him earlier in the season when they went none from four to start the season. But once he got to grips with the A-League, they have gone to a whole new level. I think they're actually playing better football than they did last season when they won the title under Nick Montgomery. So there's no reason whatsoever they can't go on and win the Premier's Plate and then defend their title in the grand final. The only rider I'll put on that is they've still got to negotiate the AFC Cup, which is home and away, and there's a few games in there. So how they deal with the travel, how they deal with the lack of squad depth, and by that what I mean is we've got small squads in the A-League, so to handle two competitions, particularly when you've got to travel to Asia with 23 players, is not easy. So if they can do that well, then they're every chance of lifting silverware. And I felt for Wellington a little bit because they've been fantastic this season, probably the most consistent side. They're still in the Premier's Plate race up to their eyeballs and can win the grand final as well. But, yeah, to lose the lead of the table at this stage of the season would be tough pill to swallow for them.
Mossy, huge win for Melbourne Victory against Melbourne City on the weekend to keep their own Premier's Plate ambitions alive. But there's so much talk about Tony Popovich's future. He's out of contract at season's end. What do you think he's thinking at the moment about his future for next year?
Yeah, hard to know. But look, I'd be surprised if Popper was at Melbourne Victory next season. I think the writing on the wall is that the club and Popper will probably part ways. I don't know that for a fact. That's just me, you know, reading the writing on the wall. But maybe I'm getting my maths wrong here. But I just think it might be time for a fresh start for Victory and for Popper. Where he goes from here, who knows? There was a slight rumour the other week that he may end up back at Western Sydney Wanderers, but Marco Rudan has got a new two-year deal there, so I'd be surprised if there was a change there. But who knows? All I know is Victory are in the conversation for the title this season. They're sitting in third spot. They're going quietly about their business. I think they've left it too late to win the Premier's Plate. 5 points separates them from Central Coast and Wellington on 46 points. But they've been playing some decent football in Melbourne Victory, and they've got a roster that can go all the way once they get into the finals, which is a totally different competition, as we know. But interesting results on the weekend. 4th, 5th, 6th and 7th all lost, which is Sydney FC, MacArthur, Western Sydney and Melbourne City. And with Adelaide going to Perth last night, and dusting Perth 4-2, and hence the dusty voice this morning on the microphone for that one. It was a fantastic game, some great goals, 34-degree heat over there in WA, but a great game of football. It's left the door ajar for Adelaide and Brisbane and maybe Melbourne City as well to sneak into the top six.
That's a big loss for Sydney FC, though, isn't it, Mossy, going down 3-1 to Newcastle?
Yeah, huge. They were 2-0 down, Loz, in the first half, and then copped a red card as well to Robbie Mack, which I thought was not in a million years was a red card. I'm really disappointed with that decision. Disappointed to see a big defender like Philip Kankar go to ground so easily as well to try and milk the red card. I just don't think we need it in our game. We get enough criticism as it is. But big loss to Sydney FC, and they've got the derby this weekend against Western Sydney Wanderers at Allianz, and looking forward to seeing Josh Reynolds in the cove with his shirt off, swinging it around his head for that one. Should be a ripper.
Oh, we've got to get some footage of this. Surely.
I asked him on the weekend, I said, do you want to go and sit in a box, you know? Do you want me to get you to meet the boys or them meet you? And no. He said, no, mate, no, I'm happy in the cave. I want to get the shirt off and get amongst it. So, yeah, I think we need to have grubby cam at Allianz on the weekend.
There is famous crowd footage of him in the past. Remember famous vision of him in the Roosters gear as a kid?
Anzac Day game, wasn't it?
Oh, it was a grand final or Anzac Day. I can't remember, but...
He had the earring, he had the hat. Yeah. Oh, looking super cool. The hat was on backwards, wasn't it?
Mossy, thank you, mate.
Good on you guys. Have a great weekend. Champions League midweek, so big week to wrap up on Friday and then preview next weekend's games. Have a good one.